Australia rejects China's plea to join hands against Trump tariffs. By Simon Kent on April 10, 2025. Australia has rejected China's plea to join hands against U.S. President Donald Trump's tariffs, declaring Thursday it is happy to keep negotiating with its long-term ally rather than join Beijing's chorus of aggrieved opposition to Washington. The White House recently imposed an import tax of 10% on Australian goods, but for China, Australia's biggest trading partner, it raised tariffs to 125%. China's ambassador to Australia Xiao Qian argued joint resistance is the only way to stop the hegemonic and bullying behavior of the U.S., appealing for Canberra's cooperation in an opinion piece on Thursday, the BBC reports. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese, however, said Australians would speak for ourselves, while the country's defence minister said the nation would not be holding China's hand. It's about pursuing Australia's national interests, not about making common cause with China, Richard Marlis told the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. The United States has been Australia's strongest military ally since World War II, but its exports there will be subject to a 10% tax. The two countries first went into battle together in World War I at the Battle of Hamel on 4 July, 1918. That was a successful joint attack by Australian Army and U.S. Army infantry, supported by British tanks, against German positions in and around the town of Le Hamel, in northern France. The two have stood together ever since. Even so, Canberra has expressed anger over the U.S. tariff impost but has said it will not retaliate, instead seeking further negotiations with the White House. In his opinion piece for 9 newspapers, Xiao said Australia and China have a mutually beneficial and long-standing cooperation and need to work together to safeguard a fair and free trading environment. The international community, including China and Australia, should firmly say no to unilateralism and protectionism. Related, Caroline Levitt, it was a mistake for China to retaliate with bigger tariffs. The ambassador also said the U.S. had weaponized trade issues and expressed concern that a weak compromise would enable Trump to sabotage the international order and drag the world economy into a quagmire and an abyss. Albanese told reporters on Thursday that Australia's trade relationship with China was an important one, but said Australia was focused on looking for other export opportunities outside of the U.S. rather than getting into a public fight with Washington. 80% of trade does not involve the United States. There are opportunities for Australia and we intend to seize them, he said. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.